We'll see how this goes. We'll get an interview and three guys in three different locations. What could go wrong? Time for Brian Burke. Good morning, Brian. I'll say this. It's a little bit because again, we're all at home separately together in a way over with technology. We're able to do this. But I've learned here very quick already this morning. It's fun doing the show with Brent Cron, but not having to look at him. It's quite a treat.
I think you always have fun with Cronor one way or the other.
Well, Berkey, I was just curious. You know, I'm sitting here at my kitchen table wearing a hoodie and some shorts, and I know you're a very well dressed man. You got the tie in a few different ways. What's your get up for doing these radio shows now? You don't have to be on TV. What are you looking like these days?
I still we're going remote too. Today, two of us will be in studio, or three of us will be in studio, but then. They're encouraging us all to get rigged up with whatever the technology is and to do it remotely starting next week. So probably a hoodie and shorts.
Yeah. Boy, I like it.
Yeah, I hear you. This is something new. You have not been doing the TV thing for very long, but all of a sudden it's a TV station that's no longer making television. And then if they are, what is the content going to be? I guess I am curious, we're across the board, we're all kind of curious because of your history on both sides of the game from within and obviously from a team perspective. We don't know how this is going to go, but now the conversations about how many games do you need to, if you are going to be able to finish this season, do you go right to a playoff? Do you finish this season? Can you do it in July and August? I know Bill Daly said yesterday that the number one priority is the 2021 season, essentially next season. For you, is there a drop dead date? Is it when it comes to July, August, that sort of a thing in terms of salvaging what's left of this season without impacting next year?
No, to me, there's not. First off, even if you played into August and training camps opened a month later, you're only talking about four teams that would play into August and two that would play into the middle of August. I mean, the field falls off so rapidly. You know, like the math is so daunting to win a Stanley Cup because you start with 15 teams miss, 16 get in. After the first round, another eight are gone. So 23 teams are out after the first round. So, no, I don't think there'd be wear and tear on enough number of players that it would be significant. I would like to see where the players have put in 85% of the regular season. I would like to see a cup awarded if it's humanly possible. I personally do not see how it can be.
Berkey, just curious your thought, too. I know we always talk about not changing things too much. If it does push back into later in July before you can even resume play, is there a possibility that you go a best of five, a best of three playoff series?
Yes. I'm open to anything for this year. Like, in other words, anything that has integrity, that awards a championship, it would have to be a minimum of three rounds. It would have to be a minimum of best of five. I can live with anything. You know, the last time this happened was 100 years ago when the season got canceled, 1919. And for the Spanish flu. And so we have been through this before. None of us remember it. But the fact is the league did what they had to do then, and they'll do what they have to do now. So I'm not opposed to more than 16 teams making the playoffs this year alone. I do not think we can salvage the regular season. I think the regular season is gone.
I was going to say, so that probably answers my next question. We talked about it a bit yesterday. It's hard to sell a Detroit or an Ottawa or LA Kings team to come back and play, isn't it?
Well, it's really unfortunate. You mentioned Detroit's probably a team that's kept Montreal and maybe one other team out of the playoffs. LA's won seven in a row. It's really a shame to say it, but no, I think you have to say, look, we're going to start with we're going to look at the standings the way they are. We're going to go from there. I don't think you can do regular season games, especially where a couple teams had West Coast trips late, and I just don't see how you can justify the expense, sell tickets to it, get people interested in it, but playoff hockey people will come to immediately.
There's been talk yesterday from baseball, MLB, that they're going to push the draft and combine the 2020 and 21, prospects into next year's draft. If it does get pushed back, scouting's been put on hold with travel restrictions and all that. What's the NHL's options in your eyes for the draft? Can you go forward with the way it is?
Yes, I think you can. All the teams would have had the same handicaps in terms of viewings. Like a lot of teams were planning on really manning up and scouting the World Under 18 Championships in Ann Arbor, or in Plymouth, rather. You know, it would be going on pretty soon here. I know teams were planning on sending 10, 12 guys to that, and now they'll miss those viewings. But they've seen all these guys plenty of times. Any travel restrictions that were placed by the league were placed on all teams. So, no, I think we go ahead with the draft. It might not be as much fun or as exciting as it's been, but I think we go right ahead with the draft.
Brian Burke, our guest here on Sportsnet. You've worked alongside Gary Bettman. He gets vilified a lot, rightly or wrongly, by fans. He gets booed, and I think he kind of, you know, it's kind of turned into a joke. Even he's in on it. But right now, I'm curious because he's highly intelligent and he's a worker and he gets things done. I wonder what things are like for Gary Bettman right now. And you may or may not have any idea, but the wheels for him will still be moving. I wonder what the day to day looks like now for Gary Bettman.
Well, I noticed we had him on. He did a media blitz for a couple of days. We had him on. I think he's trying to calm things down in every market. I think he's done media. He or Bill Daly have done media in every market in the last 3 days. So I think they're trying to keep people calm and see that there's a plan. I mean, there's really nothing anyone can do except plan ahead. We don't know when we'll be able to play again, so we better figure out how late we can play. I know that buildings and teams have been asked for building availabilities into August. What would the playoffs look like? I guarantee you, any scenario you guys come up with after we get off the air, they've already looked at it, and they've got it stockpiled as one possibility. They're very thorough. Gary's very thorough, and Bill Daly's very thorough. They would have thought out all these different permutations, locked up buildings. I'm sure they've looked at buildings in non-hot spots. We don't know what the hot spots will be. Like right now, it's California, right? So, and different places where it's flaring up, but that won't be the case in July in all likelihood. It'll be, so maybe a team that gets in the playoffs but is in a hot spot would go somewhere else to play to open the playoffs. So they probably look at neutral sites as well to sell tickets or no fans to start. I don't know, but they will have thought of all these things. They'll have contingency plan after contingency plan after contingency plan. And I know this because during the lockout when I worked at the league, we had a rolling schedule. We'd do a new schedule every week. We'd say, okay, what's the schedule going to look like if we start in 10 days? We have a 7-day training camp. We start in 10 days. Boom. What's our building availability? So they're very thorough. They would have just be planning now and going nuts. But, like, the different thing about this is during the lockout, you could still watch American League games or you could go see the Hitmen play. There was still hockey. There's college hockey. There's junior hockey. There's minor league pro hockey. This is different. It's just a wasteland.
It's interesting, Brian, because you mentioned the lockout work stoppage. For fans, they're used to Gary being the villain. This is kind of the first time that I feel like fans would look at Gary Bettman and say, he's on our side. He's going to want this season back. If we can do it, he's going to do it. It's like we all can feel good. We can all feel like we're rooting for Gary Bettman and we trust him to get, if hockey can come back, he's going to get it back for us.
I agree. And the vilification of Gary Bettman is something I've never understood or agreed with, as you guys know. I think he's been fantastic for the game. I think he's been fantastic for the Canadian markets. I was there. He kept Winnipeg for a year longer than they should have stayed there at the time. He just said, no, you're not moving until we exhaust every possibility. Same with Colorado moving from Quebec. So he's been a great friend of the Canadian teams. He put the Canadian assistance plan in when the dollar was at 61 cents. He's been a great commissioner. He's made the players rich. He put in a system where teams have a chance to compete. He's done a great job, and if this does improve his image around the league, especially in Canada, then great.
on a personal level for you, what's it been like, obviously, being at we were all watching you a week ago. That seems crazy, doesn't it, that it was last Wednesday night that you and Merrick and Friedman sat around that desk and started talking about what the NHL might be doing here. It's crazy that's a week ago. But for you on a professional level, and I guess personal, you're a father with kids. You're checking in with them. How are things going for you?
Things are going well, thank you. Yeah, it was crazy. We're calling this happening in real time because that all happened last Wednesday night when the NBA canceled their season and we were doing the late start game out of Edmonton. And we called it in real time. And actually, we got between Elliot and me and Jeff Merrick, we got it all right in real time. So as far as that they were not going to play those games, they said they were going to play the next night in front of no fans in San Jose, and we said, no, they're not. And they're going to cancel a season if one athlete has it. And we got most of it right. For me, I do have two daughters that live here in Toronto. Both came back from outside the country, so they're self-quarantined. So we're spending a lot of time sitting around. Went out food shopping this morning at 7 o'clock to get some things we needed. But other than that, just hanging around the house. I'll head into work here shortly and then come right back after. So board games and books right now.
Yeah, I hear you. What's your favorite board game?
We like Sorry, and we play Monopoly. Monopoly's yeah. Obviously, it takes a few hours, but we play Sorry a lot because that's fast. We can do that.
Or as Canadians would say, Sorry.
Sorry, and we like Uno too.
Hey, Brian, appreciate you, man. Take care of yourself. Take care of your daughters. Okay. Be well. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, guys, next week let's talk a little bit about Ken King. We didn't talk about him, so let's do that next week.